The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning at 7:03. Here comes the sun. Doo-doo-doo. And a few clouds. We're at 79 degrees now. It's going to be hot. In fact, our top story, possibly our last, like, super toasty day, at least for a while.
Could be, but it'll feel like summer today, and then a cool-off is coming.
Well, it's going to be a hot one today here across North Texas, with afternoon highs reaching the mid to upper 90s, and some of you will see some showers and storms, especially east of the Dallas-Fort Worth area towards midnight tonight.
For some people, today begins the Labor Day holiday, and they are taking the roads to the roads and the skies this morning. KRLD's Russell Scott is live at DFW Airport with us, where it is expected to be a busy weekend, they tell us.
Record-breaking is how they have described it to us. The airport's buzzing with a lot of activity right now, a lot of people getting that last trip in. And for the summer, I caught up with these flyers. They're headed out for what sounds like a pretty fun weekend.
New York.
For?
Just to see some shows. See some shows. What's the
just in time?
Just in time. Yeah.
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
What's in Ann Arbor?
Football.
There you go.
Go Lobos.
Go Lobos, indeed. They play Michigan, and those two guys were excited about that. American Airlines says this will be their busiest Labor Day ever, 5,100 flights between today and Tuesday. Live at DFW Airport, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
Now, thankfully, so far, as Dan's been telling us, the weather's not bad, and so flights are pretty much on time, only 6 outbound delays and 1 cancellation. But the problem we run into is some of the wait times when you're trying to get through security. Right now at security checkpoint A35, could take you about 15 minutes to get through. We got a little bit of a lull in the activity, though. You might want to take advantage of it. 2 delays at Love Field, and right now the security checkpoint at Love Field is only taking 3 minutes to get through.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric, 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic and weather, 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning at 7:06. And as the Texas State Legislature takes up new bills, parents of the girls lost at Camp Mystic are pushing for the passage of the Heavens 27 Safety Act. House Bill 1 and Senate Bill 1 would regulate safety measures for camps in the Central Texas floodplains. Parents of Dallas girls, Lila Bonner and Eloise Peck, tell NBC 5 they feel not only the loss of their daughters, but all the other victims from last month's tragedy.
In our opinion, they are absolute heroes.
Absolutely.
They are absolute heroes. And that's what is keeping me going at this point. But we recognize they weren't the only ones lost.
Yeah, and they're referencing those who tried to help the kids at the moment. The Bonner and Peck families are asking people to call their state lawmakers and urge the passing of the safety legislation. It could still be some time before it comes up for a vote in the legislature. It is 7:07. And Health and Human Services Secretary RFK Jr. is spending some time at the state capitol as Governor Abbott signs a series of bills, part of the Make America Healthy Again initiative. KRLD's Chris Fox is in Austin with all the details.
Governor Abbott signed 3 bills. The first requires warning labels on foods with ingredients that are banned in many other countries. The second prohibits schools from serving foods with additives linked to diseases like diabetes and obesity.
Doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, whatever the case may be, every legislator in Texas wants to see Texas to be put on a pathway to be healthier. And these laws that I'm signing today chart that pathway.
RFK Jr. commenting on the third law, it prevents SNAP dollars from being used to purchase things like soda or candy.
60% of our kids who are getting food stamps, the poorest kids, the kids who can least afford to get sick, and we are poisoning them, we're giving them diabetes, and then we're paying for it up front with food stamps, we're paying for it again with Medicaid.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And we'll be hearing from Governor Abbott and RFK Jr. later today as they hold a news conference to discuss rural healthcare initiatives. That's happening at noon at the state capitol.
Now, the top 3 things you need to know.
The Air Force is granting full military funeral honors to Ashley Babbitt. She's an Air Force veteran that was shot dead by Capitol Police on the January 6th Capitol riots. Babbitt served in the Air Force for 12 years, deployed to Iraq, Afghanistan, Kuwait, Qatar. What would have been an otherwise joyful core memory turns into fear and trauma for a longtime Grand Prairie couple who run a dry cleaning business there. They were detained by ICE after a traffic stop in West Texas while they were returning from dropping off their daughter at college at Texas Tech. Arcadio and Veronica Ortega entered the United States without visas 25 years ago, and now they face possible deportation. The person responsible for the Minneapolis Catholic school shooting has been identified by police as 23-year-old Robert Westman, who transitioned to female in 2020, legally changed names to Robin. The attack killed two children, wounded 17 other people before Westman committed suicide.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
724, News Radio 1080 KRLD. As we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD, where the station and DFW for market and business updates, our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all. It was a good day on Wall Street again yesterday. Our 19th record high close this year for the S&P 500, the Dow, NASDAQ, S&P all tracking for a positive month, which would make four in a row. It's really hard to overstate the importance of NVIDIA, this company that you've heard so much about fairly lately, but it's a $4.4 trillion company. And it's really the driver. When they talk, it sort of gives you an indication of the state of the of a read on the artificial intelligence community, which is driving so much of our economy. So the earnings came last night. The earnings were outstanding. The earnings were every bit as good, if not better, than expected. The growth rate was remarkable, up 56% year over year. The revenue was $41.1 billion. Now, it was supposed to be a little bit higher than that. And it was that the growth rate used to be about 100%, and now it's only 56%. So maybe the growth rate is decelerating. To that end, we've got the stock down a couple of dollars this morning, and it's 8% of the S&P 500. So it's probably the sole reason the S&P looks down 2 points and the NASDAQ looks down 25, while the industrials average looks up 52 points. Now, one of the things that's interesting that NVIDIA talked about is in looking at their guidance, they've got no money coming in from China at all. Remember, there was a deal that was cut, and Trump was going to take 15% as a commission for the NVIDIA being allowed to sell these H20 chips to China, but that deal hasn't been inked yet, and so there's no anticipation of that money coming in. If it does, then it's going to look a lot better. Later on today, we're going to get the gross domestic product, jobless claims, and pending home sales, some more gauges of the economy. But if you want a gauge of the economy, look at some of the retailers. Best Buy, same-store sales up. They reiterated their guidance, said the consumer is still resilient. Dick's Sporting Goods is trading higher. They beat and raised their earnings estimates. Dollar General beat and raised their guidance, too. So it looks like the consumer's alive and well and spending. Crude's down 11 cents. Gold's up $17.60. The 10-year rate is flat at 4.24%. Right now, stocks look mixed on the opening. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
727 now on the KRLD Morning News.
A plan to ban all products containing THC stalls in the state legislature, and opponents say they don't know why the lieutenant governor has been on a crusade against gas station gummies and vapes.
Dan Patrick is so obsessed with THC, and so clearly he's out of touch with the vast majority of Texans.
Now that's Heather Fazio with the Texas Cannabis Policy Center. You know how they feel about these things. She says the debate has sucked up so much energy at the state capitol that other issues have been ignored. But even some conservatives are now complaining that red meat bills like the one requiring private companies to use E-Verify are being overlooked. It sailed through the House, but it died in Dan Patrick's Senate. The NFL hands out some consequences to a North Texas native and former SMU star.
Chiefs wideout Rashee Rice will serve a 6-game suspension to start the NFL regular season as punishment for a street racing incident that caused a multi-car pileup in Dallas last year. Rice pled guilty to 2 felony charges, will serve a 30-day jail sentence, 5 years of probation, and agreed to a $1 million settlement with one of the victims, which is reportedly still yet to be paid. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.